Now there was there a man by the name of Simeon. And we read in verse 25, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And what happened? Well, he came by the Spirit into the temple, and the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. And here's another solo we have here. This man Simeon's singing it for us, and it's the Nunc Dimittis. Now let thy servant depart in peace. Why? For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And I want to stop on that expression. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What did he see? A little baby. That's all he saw. You see, salvation is a person, friend. Salvation is not something you do. Salvation is a person, and that person is Christ. You either have him or you don't have him. You either trust him or you don't trust him. Simeon, who was there in the temple, he had been promised he'd see the salvation of God, and he says, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's verse 30, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. This is a remarkable statement coming from a man that we would say that he was limited in his outlook on life. Certainly, he would be limited to that particular area geographically. And yet he is looking at one who is to be the Savior for all the world. This, to me, is one of the amazing things about the Word of God. Although given to a certain people, especially the New Testament, it's certainly directed to the world. And no other religion pointed that way. You'll notice the religions of the world are generally localized for a peculiar people. Generally a race or a nation. That has been true of Shintoism, Buddhism, Mohammedanism. But Christianity has been for all people. This is a remarkable statement in light of that. It says, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And the salvation was a person, as we've indicated, and that person is Christ. Now, this was an amazing statement, and the reaction of Joseph and his mother are amazing. And you notice it doesn't say his father and his mother. It says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, the child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Mary paid a tremendous price to bring the Savior into the world. It was an awful price, to tell the truth, to have to stand beneath the cross of the Lord Jesus and see him die. The cross of Christ has moved many people. Artists have painted the picture. Songwriters have sung about it. Preachers have talked about it. And there's a danger of dwelling on the sympathy angle because he didn't die to elicit anyone's sympathy. He doesn't want your sympathy. Right here in Luke, he'll tell the women who are weeping, weep not for me. Weep for yourselves. If you have tears for Jesus, save them and save them for yourself, not for him. He doesn't want your sympathy. He wants your faith. But the amazing thing here is that his mother paid that tremendous price. She stood beneath the cross and looked up at him. It was not sympathy. It was a broken heart. And that's when this was fulfilled. Yet a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And for him to become the Savior of the world, it was necessary actually for her to have to endure this. Now, don't misunderstand me. Her suffering has nothing in the world to do with your salvation. And her suffering had nothing in the world to do with her salvation. But it had something to do with bringing him into the world, raising him. He was her son. You see, when our Lord looked down at him, he said to her, says, "Woman, behold thy son." And there was a human relationship there that no one else had at all. And she's suffering in that particular connection.